gonna clean up your looks with all the lies in the books to make a citizen out of you. Because they sleep with a gun and keep an eye on you, son, so they can watch all the things you do. Because the drugs never work, they're gonna give you a smirk, 'cause they got methods of keeping you clean. They're gonna rip up your heads, your aspirations to shreds. Another cog in the murder machine, they say.
Hello and welcome to the brand new first episode collector's item of Youth for Rebellion, a Teen Titans podcast. I'm your host, Kenneth Laster. And this podcast will take you through every issue of Teen Titans since the revamp in 2003, even through the New 52, which I'm quite enjoying, but that's my opinion. Now, before we get into the books, or the synopsis, or whatever I have planned, let me tell you about my history with the Teen Titans. I got into the Teen Titans at a rather early age in 2003, and that means I'm young, so. And I really dug the TV show that was on back then, Teen Titans. It's very popular, like a very popular TV show, still popular. They have shorts of it today, and they're bringing a sort of version of it back, and it's a really interesting show. Check it out if you haven't seen it. It's a bit goofy, but once you get past that, it has some really nice moments, and it's sort of based on the new Teen Titans, which is an awesome run of comics, up until a point. But, I got into that. I really dug Robin because, I mean, he's a kid who just, without any powers, led a group of superpowered teen. I didn't understand that they were all separate continuities, but the guys at Earth2.net will disagree, but, I didn't realize they were all separate continuities, but every time I saw Robin, I, like, freaked out, and I'm like, wow, this guy's so cool, he can hang out with Batman, then he can just go chill with the Titans, it's so cool. And so, I just really stuck with the Teen Titans, and my second favorite character, who eventually became a Titan, was Static, and that show was on around the same time as Teen Titans. And that show was really awesome, and I was always wondering, how come Static's not on the Teen Titans? And then, lo and behold, in May of 2009, I saw Static on a cover of Teen Titans. Because I kept coming in the comic book shop, but I didn't know what to pick up, because everything was like, issue 5 of 6, and it made me sad. But yeah, I saw an issue of Static, and I'm like, wow, this looks like, and it says, the new Teen Titans. It was still a part of the 2003 revamp, so that means we'll get to cover it, which makes me excited. It was still a part of the 2003 revamp, but it said the new Teen Titans, and so I'm like, wow, I can actually pick this up, and I can start following it. And plus, it has Static. I didn't see Robin, but, I mean, Static's there, but, I mean, that's a good trade-off, I think. But, yeah, and I started picking that up, and I really, that got me back into collecting comics regularly. And at the time, I had read the first and third volume of the 2003 run, like, a long time ago. Like, I got the first volume around 2005, third volume before that, and I don't know when I got the second volume, but I'm still happy that I got it. And my first volume of Teen Titans is, it's blown to pieces. It's in horrible condition. It is falling apart. It does not have a cover anymore. The back page with the sketches is just ripped. I have read the heck out of that thing, I think it's safe to say. And I've lost it twice, which is sad. But I got it back, which is good. But, yeah. I love the Teen Titans all the way up to now. I'm still digging the New 52 books. There's some changes where I'm not as happy. Like, I wish there were still the Teen Titans that between the five-year period. But, hey, I can get past that. I'm just going to call that team that was not formerly the Teen Titans, Young Justice. I mean, that's just me. I'm just gonna call it that, because I like to trade one nerd fail for another nerd win. So, that's just my trade-off. But yeah, that's sort of my history with the Teen Titans. I love them. And I've always secretly had a wish to be a part of them, except I know that they are not real. Unless I get superpowers and by another teens who have superpowers, and then I'm like, hey, guys, let's hang out. We could be the Teen Titans. But, you know, that won't happen in the near future, hopefully. I hope it does, but, you know, you can't get everything. But, anyway, whether you know my history with Teen Titans, let me tell you the history, the very abridged history of the Teen Titans. Okay, the Teen Titans first appeared in a story from The Brave and the Bold, issue number 54 in 1964. A lot of fours. The team there consisted of Speedy, Kid Flash, Robin, and Aqualad. And eventually got its own series with Wonder Girl. But it ended in 1973 with issue 43, but was brought back for two more years in 1976. And I read a few issues from that series, but it was the Silver Age. I'm just going to leave it at that. There's a panel of Wonder Girl tying her ponytail to a tree and saving the Titans' lives. I kid you not, that was a panel. But in 1986, 2 years after the end of that run, the new Teen Titans premiered, with Wolfman Perez on the helm. But yeah, along with the founders Robin, Dick Grayson, Donna Troy, Wonder Girl, and Wally West's Kid Flash, it also consisted of later edition from the original run, Beast Boy, known as Changing Now, and characters such as Cyborg, Starfire, and Raven, all introduced in the first issue. Yeah, unlike the current run where it takes 3 issues to introduce part of a team. But I won't get into that. And in this book, many of these characters have been added with so much depth, and then many interpretations that predecess this book. But this New Teen Titans ran up to 1996, 1991, when the book dissolved, but during the Fantastic Run, a lot of the heroes grew out of their sidekick roles. Dick Grayson became Nightwing, Donna Troy became just Donna Troy, or Troya. I don't want to get into all the identities of Donna Troy. I'll save that for a later episode, where I will be covering the death and return of Donna Troy. Speedy, Arsenal, Aqualad, Garth, and Wally West became The Flash. Where there's a void, there must be also be filled. In the 90s, there was a dawn of a new age of teenage heroes. With the coolest clone, Kal-El Superboy, Tim Drake became the new teen wonder, Robin, after finding out the Batman's identity shortly after the second Robin, Jason Todd's death. The Speedsters were joined by an impulsive bolt of energy named Bart Allen, Impulse, and Cassie Sandmark donned the famed guise of Wonder Girl. This wasn't the first time these teams got together, but it did not end well for them with the death of Lilith and Donna Troy in their team, Young Justice. I haven't read all of that series, but I can't express how badly I really, really want to. They're on the DC reading thing, and I'm gonna start reading that. And I might sound more knowledgeable in later episodes due to that. But if I missed anything in this very, very abridged history of the Teen Titans up to 2003, email me at titanspodcast@gmail.com. I repeat, titanspodcast@gmail.com. And now, after a break, we will be looking at Teen Titans number 1, volume 3, which is not how you should say that. You should say it, Teen Titans volume 3, number 1, but I fail. So after these messages, we'll be right back.
On May 30th, 2011, DC Comics announced the historic renumbering of all their superhero titles, and the internet broke in half.
No. No. It's not true. That's impossible!
Critics and naysayers abounded. Confusion reigned across fandom.
What'll I do? What'll I do? What an unusual view!
Not to mention the first reactions to the Supergirl costume.
I hated her so much. Flames on the side of my face, heaving breaths.
But then the books actually hit, and opinions.
He likes it. He likes it.
Opinions began to change. The New 52 Adventures of Superman is a monthly podcast where John Wilson,
J. David Weider,
and
Michael Kaiser
take a look at each of the adventures of Superman and his family of characters in Action Comics.
You know the deal, Metropolis. Treat people right, or expect a visit from me.
The Superman who appeared 6 months ago could hurdle skyscrapers and toss trucks around. Now it's faster, now it's stronger. How soon before it can't be stopped?
Superboy.
If resolving a situation for him is going to get me out from under these people once and for all, that's a small price to pay for freedom.
Release the Superboy.
Supergirl.
Okay. Giant metal creatures. Falling from the sky. Speaking in clicks and beeps. Father would love this dream.
And Superman.
You could do so much good. We could do so much good.
I am doing good, Lois.
Clark's such a loner. Never really lets anyone get close to him.
The New 52 Adventures of Superman. Available the first of every month on iTunes and at new52superman.libsyn.com.
Teen Titans Volume 3, Issue Number 1. Premiered in September of 2003, with the writers being Jeff Johns, penciler Mike McCone, inkers Marlo Alquiza, name butchery, colorist Jeremy Cox, letters Comic Craft, and executive editor Dan DiDio. I kind of like Dan DiDio, but I know a lot of people don't like him, but I do. And editors for the book are Tom Palmer Jr. and Eddie Braganza. The cover, let me talk about that real quick. It's a nice homage, or homage, as some people say, to New Teen Titans number 1, which, it's a good cover. I mean, it's not as epic as New Teen Titans number 1, but it's the same composition, I guess. Has Robin coming towards the forefront, Raven in the background doing Raven-y stuff, Starfire shooting something off panel, Wonder Girl doing something off, fighting something off panel, and Kid Flash running towards the camera as Cyborg. They're all coming towards the camera, and it's basically the same composition of number one, but it just lacks that wow factor. I don't know. I guess it might be the white background, but yeah, the art's alright. It's not a bad cover, but it's alright. In the words of Michael Aylin, it's alright. But yeah, now to the story. This is a long synopsis, so buckle in. Alright. The issue starts out with Jonathan and Martha Kent driving Connor Kent to Smallville High after discussing teenagers and such. Connor goes to his locker after practicing Clark, Chloe, and Pete Ross from Smallville. Like, I'm not kidding, they're actually there. I mean, it's a Easter egg, but yeah. Connor decides that school sucks, and which it does, and he goes out and does the Superman insignia in a cornfield, which is a bit pricky of him, because, I mean, it's people's corn, and just ruin their corn, dude. It's really mean. But, yeah, Superman shows up, out of nowhere, and scolds Con for his douchery, but Con whines about how Smallville is so boring, and how he appreciates the civilian identity, but he's above everything, you know? But there is some exposition and foreshadowing about Superman's half being a Cadmus scientist, ha ha ha, not Lex Luthor, but the rest is Superman. He's a hero, but Superman tells him that genetics don't make him a hero. Then Superman says that Victor Stone, Cyborg, is inviting him to the Teen Titans. Connor reminds Clark that the last time teens got together, people died, including the original Wonder Girl, Donna Troy. And he doesn't want the League breathing down his back. Superman assures him that they're gonna get the privacy that they need, whether that be a good thing or a bad thing, and tells him to get back to class. Meanwhile, in Gotham, Robin is kicking butts of Tweedledee and Tweedledum while discussing with Bats, off-panel, that about the Titans. Tim says Batman thinks he needs more practice. Well, Batman really thinks Tim just needs to see his friends. Meanwhile, in Keystone City, Wally West, the Flash, talks with Jay Garrick, the first Flash, about Bart Allen and the Teen Titans. Wally says that he took his role of a Kid Flash seriously and grew into the Flash, but Bart will never will. And at the time, Bart comes down the stairs hearing that last part, that Bart never will, and he's like,
never will what?
And yeah. He goes downstairs to take a Xbox break, which is absurd, because you can no one simply breaks for Xbox. It's like 5 hours, trust me. But, different time. It's revealed that Bart remembers everything which he reads, which will be a prominent thing in issue 4. He goes back upstairs, finishes history paper, and he hears Wally says that he doesn't know how much he believes in him, which will come back, and it just eats it, fart for a little bit. Another meanwhile in Gateway City, Cassie Sandmark and her mother are in the principal of Cassie's school's office. The principal is threatening expulsion, basically because Cassie's identity is public, that she is Wonder Girl. The points of expulsion are complete BS. The FBI warnings are kind of, you know, reasonable, but, I mean, you can work past that. I mean, people are going to be kind of amazed to have a Teen Titan at their school. They're like, oh, well, this school's kind of safe. I mean, I don't know, but the FBI has issued security warnings about how super villains are likely to attack the school. But hey, I mean, that's cool. And she says that Wonder Girl is preaching paganism to the kids of the school, but I mean, honestly, with the school, she's teaching them Amazonian rituals, and she's telling people that Zeus granted her powers, which, I mean, honestly, if you're at a school where an Amazonian superhero is, then you're gonna say, hey, can you teach me some Amazonian rituals? I mean, because, you know, kids are curious, and, you know, hey, what you gonna do? But, and the reason she's telling Zeus granted her powers, because, I mean, hey, it's true, you wouldn't want to say that, oh, this guy saying Zeus gave me magical powers. I mean, he kind of is Zeus, but hey. That's the way it went down. So, anywho, the principal calls Cassie not normal, and Cassie screams that she knows, and rage quits and breaks the desk, and Honey badgers into the bathroom, where a mysterious Ares appears briefly in the mirror, and Starfire shows up and invites Cass to the Avengers, I mean, Teen Titans. And they roll out of there, and by roll, I mean fly. They get there, and Cass smells flowers at the Titan Tower, I mean. And Beast Boy either gets really creepy or just flirty, because I'm not sure what his age is, but I mention that in the notes later. Beast Boy and Starfire have a fun exchange, and then Starfire shows Cass the statue of the Fab Five, the original Teen Titans. Yeah, Dick Grayson, Aqualad, Garth, not Jackson Hyde, because he hasn't been created yet, Donna Troy, Wonder Girl, Wally West, Kid Flash, and Roy Harper, Speedy. yeah, the Five Founders. And then Impulse runs in and gives Cass a big hug. Superboy walks in and, well, Mortal lumbers in because he's Superboy. He's really huge for some reason. And Woes, he just says, hi, Woe. And then, apparently Robin has been there the whole time, listening, because he's Robin and awesome. And have here, like a Tim Drake, because you can't not be like Tim Drake. You need to strive to be Tim Drake. People out there, I'm talking to you. Be like Tim Drake. He's awesome. Apparently, Impulse was giving an awkward hug, because he was there for a bit long. And all the former Young Justiciers, that's a word now, share an awkward exchange made prominent by BB. Beast Boy, by the way. Cyborg lets the kids know over an intercom, because you don't see him for a while, how to deal with the rooms, follow Beast Boy and Starfire to show their rooms, and they have an 8 o'clock wake-up call, which is... it sucks. Saturday. Don't want to wake up at 8 o'clock. Impulse tries to be friendly to Robin by saying, hey, is that a new cape? But gets yelled at, saying, stop it, Bart! By Tim Drake, which is a bit... I mean, it's Robin. You don't want to screw around with Robin, but hey, they used to be buzz. But gets yelled at for his troubles, like I said. Later that night, Superboy pulls a Harry Potter and wanders the halls after dark. Here's typing, and then Robin, in full costume, which is kind of strange, but, I mean, typing away because it's only 3 a.m. I mean, because he's Tim Drake. Like a Tim Drake. Count two. They can contemplate why they are all there, and they realize that they're there because they're friends.
Finally, I found a friend. I finally found a friend. Finally, I found a friend. I finally found a friend.
Super friend.
Finally, I found a friend. I finally found a friend.
Super friend.
Finally, I found a friend. I finally found a friend.
Super friend.
Finally, I found a friend. I finally found a friend.
Super friend.
Finally, I found a friend. I finally found a friend.
One man, many friends.
Yeah. Then they are interrupted by an email from Snapdragon on Superboy's genetic structure, and the human DNA of Superboy is apparently... That's a drum roll there. Lex Luthor! Yeah. So, into my notes. Apparently, I have this thought that all adult superheroes have been secretly trained by Batman because they appear out of nowhere. I mean, I assume Superman was in the area to tell Connor about the Teen Titans, but honestly, he's like, boom, I'm here. What now? And, later on, when Starfire is talking to Cass, is about to talk to Kaz, she pops out of nowhere and says that, oh yeah, I saw that display of strength, and she literally says that she has been Kaz, from outside, which is just weird. And I mean, I know Kaz was distracted by Ares in the mirror, because I mean, you'd be distracted by Ares in a mirror. And I know, that's why Starfire just probably was already there, saying, hey, Kaz. And she never noticed, but... You know, hey, it's just a nitpick. In page 3, Pete, Chloe, and Clark from Smallville are literally there. Like, I kid you not, they look, like, very similar. Hey, I love how Superboy is still rebellious from his 90s incarnation, but later on he gets to be kind of a tool, but I don't know. I haven't read a lot of early Superboy, just, like, his really early, his first appearance, basically. And the Reign of the Superman, which can be found on From Crisis to Crisis. Plug. Never mind. Superboy's still rebellious from his 90s era. Where less rebellious, I guess. I mean, not really, but he doesn't say, hey, I'm out of here, and yeah. He's not a stereotypical 80s kid, but it's 2003, so I guess he can't be that. So, yeah, I really dig this, Superboy. I love Robin scene, because I love Robin. I mean, Tim Drake is my favorite Robin, although he's not Robin right now. Well, he hasn't been Robin, apparently. But, I mean, he's still Tim Drake, and he's therefore the best human ever, so, yeah. And I love Bart, because he's like a puppy dog with Cass, but, yeah. And, yeah, Bart's a really cool kid, and I like how he's sort of smarter than he leads on, which is really brought up after issue number 4 and onwards. He's much smarter than he puts on. Oh, yeah, and also, the principal's a total casserole, which is, she's like a butthole, but she's a horrible person. I hate that principal. But luckily, we won't deal with her again later. Hopefully. I don't remember. I think not. Yeah. But yeah, here's my note about Garfield, Logan, Beast Boy's age. And I always got the feeling that he was... I know he is one of the younger Titans of the older generation, but, I mean... if he was 15 or 16 in the New Teen Titans at that time, because the rest of the guys were in college, or, like, at least college age, then he would be around 17 or 18, and maybe Kaz is around 14 or 15 in this book. I'm not exactly sure. So this should be creepy, or maybe not creepy, because he's saying, well, when Wonder Girl's smelling the flowers, he's like, well, you smell pretty good yourself, Wonder Chick, and I'm like, it's kind of creepy, a little bit, I mean, if you think about it. Too hard, but hey, this is a podcast. We're supposed to think about things too hard. I love Tim, how he was there the entire freaking time. I love that. he denies being, like, a mini Batman, but he kind of... Which, I mean, isn't a bad thing. I mean, Batman's awesome. And I love Robin. Not Robin Blake. Spoiler alert for Batman. Dark Knight Rises. Stupid Robin Blake. Like, getting people all hyped up for another film, and there's not going to be another film. Okay, that's another... I could fill a podcast about issues I've had with that. But, hey, this isn't a Dark Knight Rises podcast. This is a Teen Titans podcast, man! But, yeah, I've always loved the Connor-Tim friendship, and... All slash fiction aside, and like it's here. I like it here, and it's continuation throughout the books from here. And even like it in the New 52, how, I mean, they initially fought and kicked each other's butt, but hey, now they're kind of buddies now, and it's really cool. And yeah, I'm really a fan of Geoff Johns, rather. I haven't read much of his Green Lantern stuff because I just. Honestly, I'm not that interested in Green Lantern. But, yeah, I really like his stuff. Like, with Teen Titans, I really love this run. I like his stuff that he's doing with Shazam now. I like what he did with Batman Earth 1. But I really wish that the team could have been similar to this in Justice League. Because the Justice League... book was really slow being built up. I mean, the New 52 Justice League book, it was really slow, and it just took forever. I just did not like it very much. But my only gripe about this issue is that there's not much action, which I guess had to happen in the Justice League book, but then again, I mean, the team got together in the first issue, and the action continued throughout the rest of the issues. It's still like a 4-issue or 5-issue mini arc, but if you're going by the way I'm breaking this up. But, I mean, still, I wish it could have been as simple as this in the New 52 book. But, hey, you can't get everything. And I'm thinking about starting a count for how many times Robin is unnecessarily in full gear. But, I mean, that usually only happens in this issue and the next issue. And if that's all I can think to say about this issue, I guess we move on to issue number two. That was weird. October 2003 is where issue number 2 of Teen Titans came out. Executive editor Dan Didio, cover artist Mike McCone, Mario Marlo, Alquiza, Jeremy Cox. Yeah, writers Geoff Johns, as usual, Mike McCone, Benciler, inkers Mario Alquiza, colorist Jeremy Cox, letters are Comic Craft. I'm pretty sure those are all the same guys, which I don't know why I told you that, so let me see if I can find the cover to issue number 2. But yeah, the cover to issue number 2, Superboy in the foreground with Cyborg's head gleaming in the background, with the Titans Tower in the upper right-hand corner. Oh yeah, and Superboy's breaking the Superman S, which is an alright cover. It doesn't have much anything to do with the actual issue, but it's a good cover, nonetheless. But yeah, this is not the big... not as long as a synopsis, even though the first one wasn't actually that long, because I talk rather fast, as the first issue. But yeah, this issue starts out with a stern-looking man staring down as another man speaks about the former man, Wintergreen. As it turns out, the narrator is Deathstroke, the Terminator! Yeah, pretty awesome. And Wintergreen's head is surrounded by stuffed animal heads. Not stuffed animal head, like, not a teddy bear head, but, you know, hunting heads. You know, you shoot an animal and you put its head on the wall, which is weird. But yeah, and the man's head is also stuffed, which is really disturbing. And Wintergreen, yeah, I should give a little bit of brief background. He was in Deathstroke's first appearance, and was, I think he was a supporting character in Deathstroke's own miniseries, really. And yeah, that's the end of that brief little scene, which is setting up later events in this issue. Okay, meanwhile, in San Francisco, Saturday, 7:36 a.m., Superboy is taking a swim, and startled by Tim Drake in full Robin gear, fan fiction was just written somewhere in a teenager's bedroom. This causes fan fiction, for sure. They talk about the shift that went down, and by shift, that went down with Lex Luthor's DNA being found in Superboy's DNA. Robin offers to show Batman, and they could analyze and stuff, but Khan does not want anyone else in this, and dismisses the whole thing as some sick joke, and Superboy leaves, and Robin's got a strand of hair, like a Tim Drake. Meanwhile, Gar and Bart are watching a special about animals and stuff, so BB can find new forms, which is pretty cool. I mean, that's what Beast Boy would do. And Bart wants to watch cartoons because, I mean, cartoons are awesome. And, I mean, if this were, right now in 2012, I'm pretty sure he'd want to watch DC Nation, which is much better than Marvel Universe, because one half of Marvel Universe is the stupid Ultimate Spider-Man. So much. But, yeah, and they fight and knock over the lamp into the TV that's on the Expositional News Network, copyright Michael Bailey from Crisis to Crisis, talking about two dozen missing children. Gar and Bart argue before Starfire blasts Gar and scolds him. Wonder Girl tells Starfire that she's leaving, but is stopped by Bart and the rest of the team in a really nice moment. It's really cool. They have a really nice moment, and then BOOM! The explosion is on Alcatraz Island, and the whole team flies into action. Beast Boy and Impulse take on the evacuation. Superboy then saves some kids from a falling wall, and Robin comes from the shadows, like a Tim Drake, and gives the kids air thingies. I typed in rebreathers, but yeah. A kid asks, "Who are you guys?" And Superboy replies, "We're the Teen Titans, kid." And that was really cool. Wonder Girl hears Ares from the water, and Impulse can't. And meanwhile, Impulse can't get through the crowd because he could hurt someone because he's running blind. And Beast Boy and Supi help out. Superboy uses limited telekinesis to fight a water line, but it was a gas line, making some big explosions. Superboy hears something from the tower, and Cyborg lands and takes care of the shiznit. Meanwhile, Starfire sends Impulse to the ferry to see if anyone's inside. He runs in and gets hit by a dart, and is paralyzed. He is taunted by a voice, and a gun barrel is pointed right at his leg, and it's Deathstroke, telling Impulse,
"Tell the Teen Titans, kids shouldn't wear costumes."
Blam! Deathstroke shoots Impulse right in his knee. I like this issue. Oh yeah, notes. There's no one in the issue who says I like this issue. But yeah. I like this issue. It's really good. I like a Tim Drake moments. I mean, Robin's not in a lot of these because, you know, he's Robin. He's very reclusive. But yeah, really good Tim Drake moments in this issue. And Deathstroke is very chilling. I mean, although the Teen Titans show wasn't, I mean, either it was in its first season or wasn't out yet. But even though the Teen Titans show was just starting, I can definitely hear Ron Perlman voicing this Deathstroke. I mean, in the comics, Deathstroke is very much different from Slade in the TV show. But, yeah, this Deathstroke is really chilling. I didn't really, at the time when I read this, I had no idea anything about Deathstroke. I just knew Slade from the TV show, and I hope that in the comics I explain who he was. But apparently Slade is his first name, which is kind of made me sad. I thought it was really big mystery. But yeah, the Bart Beast Boy thing seemed normal, but it wasn't that necessary. I guess it had to move the story forward and give reason why Bart... I don't know. But yeah, I love the line with Bart to Cass saying, "You're the girl who made me like girls. You're Wonder Girl." And it's ruined by a derp face by Cass. I mean, the art has been pretty good in these issues, but, I mean, her head's kind of over her shoulder, which I don't think you can do. Over the back of her shoulder, which is weird. And she just looks really strange. I mean, they could have done something really nice, but, her face is all, her eyes are all squinted together. I mean, it's just, if they had done the eyes a bit differently, I would have liked it. But yeah, the next page from that dirt face, Bart looks a lot like whatever the guy's name who played him on Smallville. He looks a lot like him. It's really strange, even though today I'd say it was intentional, but he hasn't been introduced on Smallville on the time of this publication, I don't think. I might be wrong, but then again, that's why you need to correct me at the email. But yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm right. But yeah, I have notes about the fight, or not the fight, but the rescue mission, whereas Robin comes out of the smoke, I said before, like a Tim Drake. And then I have notes about the Superboy fail, which I said super fail, then Cyborg win. And yeah, in the end, this issue seems much shorter than the last one. The last one had a lot of, I guess, exposition, which was needed, I guess, for new readers like myself. And yeah, the exposition seemed natural last issue, I should mention. But yeah, this issue's very much the action that we were looking for. Had very good moments about with heroism and Superboy saving kids and Robin saving kids, and it was just really cool. And I liked how they all worked together. I mean, it wasn't any bickering. Well, there was a little bit of bickering, but I mean, 38 or so. I mean, it was very nice, very good issue. And then the last moment, where very chilling, where you think he's just gonna go in and save some people, look and see if there's anybody in there, but he goes in. Deathstroke just paralyzes Bart. It's really chilling. He can't move. Deathstroke is taunting him from the shadows. And then that moment where he aims the gun at his knee and shoots him in the leg, and the page after that, it is just gory. You can see the pain on Bart's face. The blood is just coming from his knee, and you can just feel the pain. Very, very deep moment. And we will find out the reason why Deathstroke is aiming after the Teen Titans. We're gonna break for some promos, and we'll be back.
He said Mongo, didn't he? That's wrong character, wrong universe, and wrong galaxy. Hold on just one sec. Ah, here we go. Flash Legacies, a podcast connecting the adventures of Wally West, the third hero to be known as The Flash. Join me, Dave Walker, in my bi-weekly journey as I look at Wally's career from when he first donned the mantle of the Flash all the way up to the return of Barry Allen. Find me at flashlegacies.libsyn.com.
Dawn of an age. The founding of a family.
You know we haven't done enough research into the effects of cosmic rays.
We've got to take that chance.
Conditions are right tonight. Let's go.
They're penetrating the ship. Our shielding isn't strong enough.
I feel like I'm burning up.
Too heavy. Can't move.
Too heavy.
We're all alive.
I feel so strange.
You're fading away. I can't see you at all anymore.
Look what's happened to you. You're changing.
Oh, Reed, not you too.
What happened to me? To all of us?
I can fly.
We gotta use that power to help mankind, right?
And so was born the Fantastic Four.
For soon the Mole-Man will have the entire world in his power.
I am the mightiest living mortal on Earth. And now mankind shall feel that might.
The Fantastic Four. Little do they dream, they're the palms in the hands. I'm Dr. Doom.
The
Human Torch will be the Puppet Master's next victim.
You Earthlings can't change the way I can. That means I'm the most powerful person on Earth.
I've been expecting you, for I am the Thinker.
I vow never to return, my lord, until the Fantastic Four are no more and the planet Earth is no more. You're in the presence of the awesome Ralatots, King of Kings, Master of Men, and Lord of the Seven Suns.
Fool, you're just a muscular freak, blind or halt.
Stop! You must not enter the Castle of Diablo.
My journey has ended. This planet shall sustain me until it has been drained of all elemental life. So speak, Galactus.
Flame on!
It's clobbering time!
The Fantastic Four from the very beginning. Witness the origins of a legend. The Fantasticast. ffcast.libsyn.com.
And we're back to a Youth Rebellion, and we're back 18 Times Podcast. Youth Rebellion, 18 Times Podcast. My break was pretty good, and just in case you were asking. My break was pretty good. Wondering. Just in case you were asking or wondering.
I know what you might be thinking.
But anyway, I know what
you're
thinking.
Hey, he just covered 2 issues of the comic.
Hey, he just covered
2 issues. Come back, cover 2 more.
Yeah, I thought I'd just give you a little rundown.
Yeah, I thought I'd just give you a little rundown about how the breakdown of the issues.
This is only one person, and I'm only one person.
It'd be better if I give you.
It'd be better if I give you.
I am in school.
I am in school.
I need to have more time for my work.
I have need to have more time for my work.
So I decided to give you.
So I decided
a show.
But instead of like covering 2 issues,
but instead of like covering 2 issues,
rather
multi-arc story, I thought I'd give you
a multi-arc story. I thought I'd give you
at least 4 to 3 issues.
At least
4 to 3 issues.
So yeah, this episode will be covering. So yeah, this episode will be covering 5, 5, 7, 4. Next episode 5,
which is 3 issues, but.
Which is 3 issues.
I have reasons for that.
I have reasons for that.
Because,
I mean, I'm breaking them down by story.
I mean,
well
I'm breaking them down by story as well as issue number.
Some episodes might be 3 episodes.
The story arc for that episode.
The story arc for that episode.
And
3 issues.
And
I'd hate to bleed into another story.
I'd hate to bleed and
have you wait another month.
And have you wait another month
to be concluded,
for that story to
the
be
rest
concluded.
Or
so I'm just gonna
rest
end
the
stories.
So I'm just gonna end
hopefully
the stories.
Done in one episode.
Hopefully,
but
done
sometimes
in one episode.
They might bleed over.
But sometimes they might bleed over.
Just stick.
It's all
just
in my
stick.
Head.
It's
but
all
I have
in
my head. Spreadsheet. But I have a spreadsheet.
Which very convenient.
But yeah, that's just.
But
my
yeah,
little peek
that's
the
just
court,
my
a little peek behind the
so,
court.
Now,
so
now
the
kids
into
game.
Issue number 3.
A kids game.
Came out November
2003.
Came out November
2003.
Hope everyone in 2003 had a nice
Thanksgiving.
I think I did, but I can't.
So
same guys
yeah,
from the
exactly
last issue.
Same guys from the last issue.
So
pretty much
moving along.
So,
moving along.
It's San Francisco, 9:13 a.m.
It's San Francisco, 9:13 a.m.
Hospital
is
in
front scene.
One man
hospital
as
in front
Dr.
Scene.
One man as Dr. Rovan.
As
can this man get any worse?
Can
this
man get
any
worse?
Comes in
NFL
carrying
time,
a wounded impulse.
Comes in carrying a wounded impulse
through the hospital.
Cyborg is serious.
Because Cyborg is serious.
The doctors are taken aback.
It's bringing action.
The doctors are taken aback.
Told by Cyborg, impulse tells Cyborg that he doesn't care how much he messed up.
Starfire and Robin. Starfire and Robin.
Gives the kids a brief summary.
Gives the kids a brief summary.
Quickly after
Death Star shows the kids.
Quickly after
Titan Star shows the kids.
Which contains Jericho,
Aqua Girl,
Dove,
Terra,
Dove,
Troya.
Superboy makes fun of Jericho.
Robin tells him to show
respect
for
and a brief history.
Respect for
and
a
brief history. That was driven mad by a demonic
force. Time that was driven mad by a demonic
shoved his sword.
Death
Stroke
shoved his
Jericho
through Jericho's
death
stroke.
Jericho
was death stroke.
That
is a bit foreshadowy.
That
is a bit more shadowy.
Anything
I don't want to spoil
or anything.
This issue,
like maybe the next issue.
I can't remember.
Talk about how serious being a Titan
talk about
is.
How
Superboy
serious
being
Girl
a Titan
ready for
is.
Some payback.
Superboy and Wonder
Starfire
Girl,
ready for
some
payback.
And Starfire
can stop.
If she thinks
she has,
that she can stop.
If she
them.
Thinks that she can stop them.
And then Starfire replies,
"I never."
And then Starfire replies,
"I never think
I do anything."
And I'm like,
"Oh,
I do
oh,
but yeah,
Robin
agrees with Starfire. Robin's gonna get on the computer. He's gonna get on the computer. Let me know where Swoopy and Wonder Girl is. Let me know where Swoopy and Stay Girl is. And then starts breaking out. Starts breaking out of the tower. Started Wonder Girl out of the tower. And Wonder Girl says, "Tim lied to Starfire." He replies, "That Tim lied to Starfire." He replies,
"Like a Tim drink. Like a Tim drink."
Meanwhile, in Phoenix, Arizona. At the Church of Blood. Worshippers are surrounding
and a secret
well
cellar.
Worshippers are surrounding
daughter of the
well
eighth
blood.
Devil. Take
daughter
form.
Of the eighth
devil.
And rising
take
from
form.
The well.
Covered in
and
blood.
Rising from
is
the
a woman
well.
With covered
purple
in blood.
Eyes. Is a woman
meanwhile,
with purple eyes.
Back in the hospital.
Meanwhile,
BB inside.
Back in the hospital.
BB inside.
BB smells death. But BB smells death.
And
a fight begins.
And
it goes quickly.
And a fight begins.
And it goes quickly.
Deathstroke keeps calling Cyborg.
Deathstroke keeps calling Cyborg.
Cyborg
blows
up. Says, "Don't call me."
Cyborg
says,
"We're not
friends."
Can BB attack?
We're not
friends.
Verbally
attacks Deathstroke. How he keeps putting kids to hell. How he keeps putting
son Terra.
His own son. Terra,
Cyborg,
and now
blasts Deathstroke with
Cyborg
sound waves.
Blasts Deathstroke
sound
mask
waves.
Continues
Deathstroke
to call Cyborg
Vic.
Continues
and
to
Deathstroke
call Cyborg
reveals
Vic.
That deep inside
Deathstroke
his body.
Reveals
that
he
deep
is
inside this
his
body.
Friend.
He
is.
He reveals himself
friend.
To be.
He
reveals
Jericho.
Himself to be. Jericho.
Jericho continues his attack and explains that his final instinct was survival and throws his sword. Through the robotic half,
Jericho continues his
and shrinks BB
and
explains that
his
final instinct is survival.
But we cut briefly
sword
to
impulses
through
operation.
The robotic half,
and he remembers the flash thing
and shrinks BB,
thinking down,
prepping for execution.
Then cut to Starfire,
but we cut briefly
on the kid
to impulses
operation. Bat shaped,
and he remembers the flash thinking how
Starfire
thinking down on him.
Then cut
and
to Starfire
through
going
the window,
to check on the kid and sees a
bat shaped hole in the window.
Starfire is pissed.
Yeah, I never mentioned
it. Burst through the window.
In my notes.
And the issue.
So, I'll go check on the cover.
Yeah, I never.
Which
okay, here's the cover.
Nothing you really to do.
The cover shows
Wonder Girl standing in the forefront.
Starfire
which
is in the background.
Is still
which
is
nothing you really to do with the issue.
And I think
Starfire
really
is in the background. Which
if
I guess
these are the
Memorial
Titans in the background.
Right corner,
and I think I can't really tell if these are the Memorial
Titans in the background in the right corner.
I like to think
or
it's
or if it's the
but yeah, now I will
go
I can't really tell
notes.
Actually, I like to think it's the Memorial.
I don't really
yeah,
have much
now I will
say about this issue. It was a really good issue.
Notes.
I'm not gonna lie, but it's
I don't really have much
to say about this issue. It was a really good
finale.
I'm not gonna lie, but
man,
it's
episode and
starting
beginning
the
of the next
big epic finale.
Superboy
which
is
absolute
man.
Dude's
episode and
in the memorial.
The beginning
and
of the next.
Oh, Jericho looks so, like a tool.
Superboy
I mean,
is absolute.
I'm like,
seriously, dude's
dead.
In
but
the memorial.
Also,
and,
I forgot
oh,
to mention in the
Jericho
recap.
Looks so, like a tool.
Jericho's
sideburns.
I'm like, seriously, dude's dead.
He can.
But,
also, I forgot to mention in the recap.
So
Jericho's
power.
Other people taking over their bodies.
He can
really cool
transfer
power, I mean,
his. Soul essence into other
but,
people.
Yeah, I like
their bodies.
How he is
just
survival
really
is
cool power. I mean, honestly,
I'll get to that later.
Love Robin.
But, how he's
yeah,
just like
yeah,
how
I love the Batman.
His survival is told.
And
I love how he's just
Robin's
love Robin.
So cool.
How he's just like
yeah, I love the Batman.
This is like I wrote. This is very much
and
a bridge
I love
to
how
the epic
he's
finale.
Just,
but I mean, this
Robin's
is the beginning
so
of the epic
cool.
finale.
Finale or
this
finale.
Is, like I wrote, this is
and
very much the bridge to the epic
much
finale.
Else. But,
after
I mean,
that,
this is the beginning of
but,
the epic finale. Really?
Yeah.
Finale. Or
it's
finale.
A really good issue.
I
and
like it.
I don't
if
have
I
much else.
I'm gonna grade
that,
the arc at the end of this arc.
Yeah.
It's a really good
and
issue.
That's gonna be.
I
next.
Like it. If I were to, grade. I'm gonna grade the arc at the all end. All right.
Now, Teen Titans number 4,
and that's gonna be
the
next
people who wrote
time.
This. Or had something to do with it.
All right, now
Executive
Teen Titans number 4.
Dio,
actually, they're the same
the
people.
I,
who wrote this.
I don't really want to
or had something to do with it.
Yeah, they're the same people.
Executive Editor Dan DiDio.
The past.
Actually, they're the same people.
I,
4 issues.
I
3 issues actually.
And this
yeah, they're
is
the same
final
people.
Issue of
been doing
episode.
The past.
And the cover
issues,
has Beast Boy
issues,
and many many
and this
animal
is the
forms
final issue of
surrounding
the episode.
Another
and
image.
The
of,
cover has Beast Boy. And many, many animal
Church
forms.
Blood.
And in the
foreground,
Robin the Boy Wonder.
Image of
or Teen Wonder.
Cultist.
And Robin
the Church
is
of Blood.
And in the foreground,
kind
of Robin the Boy
looks
Wonder.
Like he's dancing.
Or Teen Wonder.
I'm not gonna lie, but.
And
it's a generic
Robin,
Robin pose and Robin thing.
Kind of
very
looks
much
like
in
he's
the
dancing.
Spirit
of
the
lie, but last generic Robin pose and
covers
Robin thing.
It's this issue.
About that. Yeah.
This issue begins with Robin, Supergirl,
talking about how angry Starfire must be. Superboy and Robin exchange something about
this issue begins.
Robin, Superboy, and Wonder Girl talking about how angry Starfire
is like,
must be.
Whatever you guys.
Superboy and Robin exchange something about telling people who they are, referencing the trio, right?
And then Wonder Girl, but he has checked himself out
minutes after the surgery. And as for directions,
meanwhile at the hospital,
the library,
impulse, but he has checked himself out
Arizona
minutes after the girl who rose from the
and as for directions
to while being hunted
the
by
the library,
and she is shot in the
meanwhile,
sea of ravens.
Meanwhile,
in Arizona
forest,
the girl who rose
hint,
from the blood
cloaked
while being hunted by other cloaked people.
Meanwhile,
the
San Francisco
sea of ravens
fly through the night.
People are panicking
hint,
due to reports of a ghost in the library.
The teen
meanwhile,
the
central
library,
but the books keep shifting.
People are panicking due to reports
this is
of
no
ghost
in the library.
Bart knows
the teen
Trinity
inspect the library,
there,
but the books keep shifting.
Their
statues
realize that
this
Wonder
is
girls,
no ghost.
Here's
it's
the disembodied voice.
Bart knows that they're
her earlier
that they're there, but their statues
do, actually.
Wonder Girls hears the disembodied
goes to
voice.
It.
While they realize
earlier,
well, the other two
issue two actually
of the trio realize that Bart
goes to find it.
While they realize. Well,
Cassie is
the
out
two,
back,
and Ares appears before her in a mirror.
Realize that Bart
calls
is
her
reading.
Product of Amazonian training.
Cassie
is out back,
violence.
And Ares appears
Ares
before her in a mirror.
Tells her that
he calls her
not
a,
that
he
a
is
product
not
of Amazonian
woman.
Training.
He's a Greek god.
Preach peace.
He gives
a
lasso
that resembles
a
woman.
Tells
her
powered
that, she's
by not a,
that he is not a Superboy.
Cassie doesn't want
it. He's a Greek god.
But he
disappears,
and Superboy resembles Wonder Woman, but is powered by Zeus.
But before they find out
what's going on,
a grenade goes off.
Superboy
and Wonder
disappears,
and
Superboy
and Robin
run out
to
check
superpowers
and
he does
her. But before they find out
what's going
on, a grenade goes off.
Superboy
bashes Robin in the face with the gun as soon as he wakes up.
They have superpowers.
Robin gets out, takes out his bow staff.
In the aftermath of the blast,
Deathstroke
bashes Robin in the face with the
after
gun.
After an epic series of hand-to-hand combat,
Robin
gets
taken
down,
takes
out
his
bow staff, and says,
Stroke
after an epic series of hand-to-hand combat,
Robin is taken down by Deathstroke.
Shoots Robin,
and
a red-gloved hand is holding
Deathstroke
holding the
Robin.
Bullet, then Deathstroke's gun
mask
is disassembled,
and
shoots
blink
Robin,
eye.
But
Robin
red-gloved hand is holding the holding
nope.
the bullet, then
it's speeding towards
guns.
The reader.
It's Bart Allen in a brand new identity
Robin
as Kid Flash.
Nope.
And
wow,
speeding towards the reader
is
Bart
like
Allen in
really
a brand new identity
yeah,
as Kid Flash.
Movie, but I love it anyway. Wow, this synopsis.
Yeah,
is
it's very much the bridge between
yeah,
this.
Not much
act
happens in this
and
issue, but I love
finale,
it anyway.
Which is coming next episode.
I'm
sorry.
Yeah, it's
very much the bridge between this act and the finale.
I'm not
which is coming next
keen on the new Kid Flash costume. I love Bart being Kid Flash. I love
but
it.
Yeah.
It's awesome. But I'm not too keen on the costume.
I'm not
Wally's
too keen on the new
Kid Flash
costume.
Was
I love
good.
Bart being Kid
I like
Flash.
It. I love it. It's awesome.
Yeah.
But I'm not too keen on the costume. I mean, Wally's
but this one, it's
Kid Flash
like
costume
ears,
was pretty good.
Boots.
I liked it.
And the black belt.
But this
not,
one,
it's
not
I don't like the
I mean, I wish he was more
and the black belt.
I mean, I like the circle.
It's not lightning bolt.
Yeah. I mean, I wish
that's
he was
pretty
more
cool,
but
related
the rest
to Flash,
is
really.
Kind of.
I mean,
I like
anyway,
the circle.
All in all, this
lightning bolt
arc has
that's
been
pretty cool,
pretty well.
But the rest,
I've enjoyed
is
it very much.
And
anyway,
I can't wait
all
to
in all, this
finish it off.
Arc has been going
pretty well
off the trade. Actually,
I've enjoyed it very much
because I'm reading
and
this from a kid's
I can't
game,
wait to
trade.
Finish it off.
Which is,
I got. I read this much
trade,
later, actually.
Beast Boys and Girls
because I'm reading this from a kid's game
and I really enjoy it.
With
I know
Beast
this hasn't
Boys
been a very long episode,
se,
really,
and I really enjoy
I mean,
it.
It's an
all right introduction episode.
I know this hasn't
hopefully
been a very long
be more
episode.
To
really,
I can say. I mean,
this is
my first
podcast
right
introduction
I've done.
Episode.
Hopefully, there will be more.
One episode of
I can say.
Shock
this
to
is
the
my
system aesthetic.
This is my
podcast,
first podcast I've ever done.
I don't know. I don't really like that
one episode
as much as I thought I would.
Shock
I
to
mean,
the system aesthetic podcast.
I like
static. All right.
I don't know. I don't really. Like that character
I like him
as much as I
interacting with
it.
The rest
I mean,
of the DCU.
I mean, that's
I like
why I went
Static,
all right.
I really
but,
love
I mean,
the Teen Titans. I love
I like him
in
interacting with the rest
really.
Of the DCU.
I mean, that's why
this
I went
book
this is
I really
love
good.
The Teen Titans. I love
I would
team books.
I mean, honestly,
general.
If you don't have the trades,
this
I really
book
seek
is
them out. They're
really
kind of
good.
They're pretty cheap on Amazon.
I would
I'm getting the
I mean,
rest
honestly
of them.
If you
don't
have
the trades
volumes right now and I'm getting
I really seek them out. They're kind
of
they're pretty cheap on Amazon. I'm getting the rest of them.
For the
show,
I have the
first
three
volumes
right
now, and I'm
getting
and
the
I
rest,
can't wait to share those
with you.
Not the,
all
look
of
really
them
really interesting.
I know
a good
basic
amount of them
history
for the show and
for this run,
and I can't wait to share those.
I can't
with
wait
you,
to read
they
them.
Look
really
interesting.
I know
I really
basic
history Anyway, I thought I'd go into news.
I can't wait to read them.
Titan
it's
news.
Really exciting. I really
as of San Diego Comic Con. Anyway, I thought I'd go 15, into news.
Days ago.
Titan news. As Tim Drake San Diego has, Comic-Con, in the New 52
has
15,
never been Robin
14
days ago,
which
maybe
was met with outrage, and that
it kind of doesn't fit
has in the New 52
previous
has never been Robin,
say,
which
oh,
was
former
met
Robin.
With
oh, I remember when
and
I was a Robin.
It kind of doesn't
I mean,
fit because
the reasoning behind it
does kind of make sense.
Oh, former Robin. Oh, I remember when I was
it says
a Robin,
that after Jason's death,
the reasoning behind it does
kind of make sense.
Take his name.
He calls himself Red Robin
after
to
death,
leave Robin
Tim didn't
want to
be Jason Todd, which is
respect.
His name.
It's like, something that Tim Drake would do.
He calls himself Red Robin
about,
to leave Robin
no more about
Tim Drake
until
the
Zero
which is
respectful.
It's something that Tim Drake would
September.
Do.
September.
But
we won't know about
August,
we won't know more
September.
About Tim Drake until the
and
Zero
we'll,
issues.
And I'll let you know how
September,
that works out.
Which I thought was the
October episode,
actually. September.
And
yeah.
we'll
in the
I'll
episode.
Let you know how that works out.
And my final thoughts.
I really enjoy
I really
this.
Wish it's that the newer books run
could take a hint from
and
this first three
I really
issues.
Wish that the newer
because
books could take a
not only
from
have we gotten the team together in the very first issue.
First
we
three,
have
four issues.
I mean
because
it's a multi story arc, which
not only have we gotten the team together.
I'm kind of
alright
with
issue.
Because I mean we have
like me.
I mean, most people go.
It's a multi-story
Barnes and Noble,
and
they are
interested.
I'm kind
comics,
of alright
so
with
have
because
a
I mean,
near them.
Like me,
they're going to be reading the trades.
Most people go.
And I love
they
trades
go to Barnes
because not only do
you
they are interested
story,
in comic books,
they
might not
but
have a comic
get
book
a lot of
near
sketches.
Them.
I like
they're
sketches. Going to
be reading the trades,
and
I love
cool.
trades because not only do you get a cool story.
Yeah, there are
but
a lot of people out there who just reading
trades, and I really like multi-arc stories that.
But
I kind of like people write for the trades.
Yeah, there
although
a lot of
I really like
it
just
when
reading
each
trades.
Issue has
and I really like
multi arc
stories that
to
I kind of like
introduce
people
like
for the trades.
Although
also,
I really
gripe
like
with
it
some of these
each
issues
issue
has
they were very short to introduce like
and
as sort of my gripe
some of them
with some
didn't
of these issues
have much
how,
going on.
They were very short,
but in the overall story, it's a nice little chapter.
And but
some of them,
then again, these
have
are
much
monthly.
Going on.
It came out
but
monthly.
In the overall story,
I guess
it's
a nice little chapter.
Even with issue 4,
but
honestly, if I
then again
that
these are
as it came out, I
this came out monthly.
Miffed. And
like I wish
I guess
I would have more.
Even with issue 4,
dude, more.
Honestly,
three.
If I had been reading that
but
as it came out,
the other three issues
miffed.
Are very
like I wish
very good.
I would have
I really
more.
Enjoyed them.
Dude,
more
to read.
And yeah,
but the first.
That's
the
about all I can think
very,
to say about this arc,
good.
And
I really enjoyed them.
As I said, this is a monthly episode, so expect
yeah,
the next episode to be
that's
out.
That's about all I can think
around
to say about this arc. And
September 1st.
As I said, this is a monthly episode, so
episode
expect the next
to
episode
to
be out
August 1st.
On around
and September 1st,
I will leave the end tag.
This episode is
about
to go out
now.
August 1st.
This is the end of an episode of Youth Rebellion, a Teen Titans podcast. If you have any questions, comments, or corrections, please email them to titanspodcast@gmail.com or leave them on the Facebook fan page, which you can like to get updates on new episodes and fun things I find amusing and Titans-related. If you would like a chance to guest on a future episode of Youth Rebellion, please leave me an email or message me on Facebook, and I'll see what I can do. Podcasts mentioned in this episode can be found in the show notes, and if you'd like me to promote your show, please send me your promo, and they will be played. Emails will be read out on the show and responded to as well. Until next time, goodbye. And remember...
Evil beware. We have waffles. Teen Titans Go.
Good night, Tokyo!